From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of May 3rd, 2021. This revised episode from March 2015 is part of a series this spring of episodes on a widespread, widely used, but mostly unseen water resource, groundwater. Have a listen for about 35 seconds to some mystery sounds and music, and see if you can guess three connections to groundwater. And here's a hint. Get pumped, and the answer will spring right up, especially if you've been deep in a cave somewhere. If you guessed pumps, springs, and caves or caverns, you're right. You heard two hand-driven well water pumps, groundwater coming to the land surface in a Giles County spring, and part of In the Cave by the group Pepe Deluxe on the Great Stalactite Organ in Page County's Luray Caverns. The slow but steady work of groundwater created the stalactites used by the organ. But you don't have to go into underground caverns to see the role and value of groundwater. Groundwater wells supply many Virginia localities, citizens, and industries, providing about 11% of total water withdrawals in Virginia in 2019, excluding water for power generation. Also, groundwater contributes to surface water bodies, as seen in springs and in streams that continue to flow even in times of low rainfall. In turn, groundwater is recharged from surface waters and rainfall, a process that takes days for shallow or porous aquifers, but centuries or longer for deep, hard-to-reach aquifers. Location, movement, surface connections, and uses, all of these factors contribute to making groundwater a challenging, vital, and vulnerable resource. And they make it important for citizens to be aware of groundwater. Spring's a good time to do so. National Groundwater Awareness Week, sponsored by the National Groundwater Association, is held each March. 2021 has been designated as the International Year of Caves and Karst, and May 8th is the date for the Virginia Cave Board's program in observance of the event. And the 2021 version of Virginia Cave Week, organized by the Cave Board, is June 6th through 12th. All year round, Virginians can get groundwater information from various agencies and organizations. Here are some key ones. The Virginia Department of Environmental Quality, the U.S. Geological Survey's Water Science Center in Richmond, and the Virginia Household Water Quality Program and Well Owner Network, both operated by Virginia Tech's Biological Systems Engineering Department. More information on the Virginia Tech programs is available from your local Virginia Cooperative Extension office. Thanks to Pepe Deluxe for permission to use parts of In the Cave, and we close with another short excerpt of that music with a Virginia groundwater connection. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.